In this bulletin, swimmers urged to be cautious as drowning deaths rise. On the spot, checks of nursing homes to be increased. And in football, Martin Boyle ruled out of the Asian Cup tournament. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Lifesaving Victoria says it's working to find new ways of educating people as four people have died in separate drowning incidents since New Year's Day. Early this morning, a jet ski rider died after falling into the surf at South Stradbroke Island near the Gold Coast. A 34-year-old man was pulled from the water unconscious and not breathing at Sydney's Clovelly Beach, while a Queensland man also drowned at an uncontrolled Frenchman's Beach on North Stradbroke Island. A 66-year-old man also drowned at Hawley Beach in northern Tasmania. Lifesaving Victoria's General Manager Paul Shannon says the spate of recent drownings across the country is a cause for concern.
With the drownings this year, they're right across the board, different age groups, different cultural groups. So we're really going to have to look at how we target and message and teach swimming and water safety to those other groups, whether it be international, you know, students through the university system or you know, wherever we can get to these people who are vulnerable.
Hundreds more on-the-spot checks of nursing homes will take place across the country as a new aged care commission opens its doors today. Nationally, the number of on-the-spot checks will soar from 263 to almost 900 this year. The Independent Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission will employ dozens of additional senior compliance officers from its four-year budget of almost $300 million. Aged Care Minister Ken Wyatt has called the new commission a landmark reform to improve the quality and safety of aged care. A move to strip citizenship from alleged jihadist Neil Prakash has been thrown into doubt, with Fiji saying he is not one of its citizens. The government believes Prakash, an IS recruiter who is wanted over an alleged plot to behead a Melbourne police officer, is a dual national, as his father was Fijian. A person with dual status can be stripped of their Australian citizenship if they engage in terrorism, but citizenship cannot be revoked if it would leave a person stateless. Fijian Immigration Department Director Nemani Vaniwaku has told the Fiji Sun newspaper Prakash is not one of its citizens. Moving overseas, the new president of Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro, has been sworn in. He's the country's first far-right leader since the end of military rule in the 1980s. President Bolsonaro was elected president at the end of October, defeating his centre-left Workers' Party rival by a comfortable margin in the second-round runoff. He has pledged to crack down on crime, tackle corruption, and restore traditional family and Christian values.
We're going to place value on family. We're going to respect religions and our Judeo-Christian traditions. We're going to combat the ideology of gender. To support our values, we will free ourselves from the ideological moorings.
The United States Space Agency's New Horizons probe has made contact with Earth to confirm a successful flyby of another world. The encounter with a small celestial object known as Ultima Thule occurred 6.5 billion kilometres away, making it the most distant ever exploration of an object in the solar system. It comes 3.5 years after the probe swung past Pluto and secured the first close-up images of the dwarf planet. New Horizon also acquired observations during the pass and will send photos back to Earth over the coming months. The principal investigator, Alan Stern, says he's pleased the mission has come to this point. To football, in Australia's Asian Cup defence preparations have been dealt a huge blow after winger Martin Boyle's ruled out of this month's tournament with a knee injury. Boyle was injured in the Socceroos' 5-0 pre-tournament friendly win over Oman on Sunday, and following a scan, medical decided to withdraw him from the squad. It follows the loss of key playmaker Aaron Moy and youngster Daniel Arzani for the tournament, also due to knee injuries. Let's take a look at the weather for the rest of today. It's partly cloudy in Perth and 25 degrees. Fine weather in Adelaide, a top of 34. In Melbourne, becoming sunny and 23. It's partly cloudy in Hobart, 24. Possible storm in Canberra with a shower or two, 34 degrees. In Wollongong, a possible shower or storm in 26. Mostly sunny in Sydney and 29. Fine weather continues in Newcastle in 32 degrees. It's also sunny in Brisbane in 31. A few showers in Cairns, 31. 33 in Darwin with a shower and a possible storm or two. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.